We'll go ahead and call this meeting of the Firefighter Advisory Committee to order, September the 20th. Item one is roll call, and we'll just have everybody introduce herself. We'll start with Cano.
Retired Deputy Chief from McAllen, Texas.
Daniel Buford from Bryan Fire Department.
Daniel DeYeer with the Dallas Fire Department.
Mike Wisco with Galveston Fire Department.
Jason Collier, Highland Village Fire Department.
Ken Swindle, Crum Fire Department.
Daniel Anderson, Dumas Fire Department.
Item two. I'm sorry.
We recognize we're missing.
Yeah, we're missing two members. Schmidt, Chief Schmidt is out at another meeting, and Jim Reedy is at an 1851 committee meeting in Florida, so he's suffering today. So we'll miss him.
Item number two, adoption of the June 21st, 2018 Firefighter Advisory Committee meeting minutes.
I'm sure everyone read them. Does anybody have any comments?
Move to approve.
Second.
Got a motion and a second.
Motion made by
Jason Collier. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Item number three, discussion and possible action regarding proposed amendments to 37 TAC Chapter 449, head of a fire department.
So Sylvia, you're up.
Okay, so this is a change that staff made to get the appointment, to get the head of department appointment to duty to be in line like the rest of the required appointments are, where it lists the requirements to be appointed first and then the requirements to get certified. It was kind of backwards before.
Just format, right? Pretty much.
Just formatting. There is one minor change that applies to someone holding our certification only, that says they can get the required years of service within 1 year of their appointment. And we added that to that section only because it doesn't happen in any other scenario. Like, you can't come in from out of state and earn out of state years of service to qualify. And a volunteer might be able to do it, but you can't volunteer for the same department that you're being paid for. And I've never seen that situation happen in the entire time I've been here, so.
Where was that at?
It's under number one, where it says attain the required years of experience within 1 year of the appointment.
Is there a motion to adopt it?
Okay, there's one more thing.
Okay.
That we're going to add, bring to the commissioners on under 449.1A. She's passing it out. And that's just a little sentence about interim heads of department, because we get that question a lot. Do interim people who are appointed as the interim head of department, do they have to meet the same requirements? And the answer is yes.
But they have 1 year to do it.
They have to do the same thing everybody else does, yes. They have to qualify to be appointed, and then they have 1 year to get certified.
All right. Is there a motion to send this forward?
I'll move.
Go ahead. Cano with the motion and Daniel with the second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Man, the microphone's working. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? There we go. Thank you.
Item number four, discussion and possible action regarding proposed amendments to 37 TAC Chapter 455, minimum standards for wildland fire protection certification.
Okay, so if you look on the back page, letter C, all this is doing is combining, if they completed that training after October of 16, it's a combined course. And so we updated that language.
Motion to approve.
So are they going to do the same thing on the interim, if they have an interim, as they do on this one.
No, this is for wildlife.
No. I'm talking about on the head of suppression.
We're already done with that. We moved on to the next one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You'll have to ask that question at the next meeting.
I apologize.
Is there a motion to accept the changes to item four?
So motion.
Second. Motion and second. Discussion?
You made the motion, I think. Jason said.
Okay. Thanks. Not hearing any discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Item number five, discussion and possible action on recommendations to the injury reporting program.
So this was added to the agenda, just trying a new approach. You know, we were asked to start providing input throughout the year, and we want to try to improve what we do here. So put it out there in case there was any discussion or any recommendations as we continue to monitor this and work through this year.
I would definitely reiterate, like we've done in the past, talking about having cancer, try to educate our members on the cancer issues here in the state of Texas and the fire service in general, and educating our members that if you have an individual that files for workers' comp because of a cancer issue, then it needs to be documented as well. That came out of the ad hoc meeting that we had with this, and the staff is doing an awesome job with their social media stuff that they've been putting out there and getting that information and getting it out there on some the key areas. But we've definitely have to continue to push that. This past weekend was the International Association of Firefighters Firefighters Memorial, and 271 names went on that wall, but 211 of those were firefighter-related cancers. So it is a huge problem. A lot of us know that's a huge problem, but there are select individuals that open this report, and it gives them a false sense of security. Once again, when they open that up and they only see 11 people in the state of Texas that got cancer over the last year. So we definitely have to encourage our members and firefighters across the state of Texas that this stuff needs to be reported for sure, so we can start tracking this data. We can see the trends of this, and we can make changes here in the state of Texas to improve the quality of life for our firefighters for sure.
Can we solicit any comments from the audience?
Sure. Are there any public comment on the injury report?
I will say that we have a meeting set up with DWIC before the next board meeting where hopefully we're going to go talk to them so that the workers' comp cancer claims that are in the workers' comp system, we can try to start tracking them. So hopefully something will come out of that meeting in terms of sharing some information, but we'll see. Last time we met with them, we weren't able to get what we wanted, but this time they've got some new people there, so we'll see what we can do.
Awesome. Thank you.
Anybody else? All right. Seth?
There's no motion, man.
No motion.
Okay, item number six, discussion and possible action on possible changes to inspector certification.
So the reason this was added to this agenda, the subcommittee appointed by the commission met yesterday and included Chairman Moore and Commissioner Steve Tull, as well as Daniel DeYeer, Jason Collier, and myself. We spent some time discussing all the different viewpoints and opinions and such. I think it was a good discussion. I believe Chairman Moore is going to have a discussion at the next commission meeting, so there's no action to take today, but they may send something back to us for our next meeting in December. All right. No action to take.
Okay, any comments? Item number seven, discussion and possible action on setting future meeting dates, locations, and agenda items.
I think the first thing, I need to read a letter. We have a member who is going to leave us. I'm in protest, just for the record. But so I'll read the letter. Effective October 2018, I will be stepping down from the Commission on Fire Protection Advisory Board. I've enjoyed my I've enjoyed the input that we have had in regards to firefighter safety in the state of Texas, as well as the wonderful relationships developed. Thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to serve. Be safe. Amato Cano, retired deputy chief. No, you sure you don't want to take this back?
No, sir.
Well, your last meeting is going to be a short one, it looks like. So. All right, and we'll pass that forward to the commission so they can work on filling the seat. Picano, I've enjoyed working with you for a long. When did you get on? 03?
I believe it was 02.
02. And I've certainly enjoyed working with you up here for a long time now. Nobody else wants to shoot him or commend him or talk him out of it?
It's been an honor. Yeah. Thank you for your service.
Yeah. Thank you, staff. It's been great. Enjoyed it. Heated discussions back then when Cleve was here. We had two-day meetings. Now they last 30 minutes.
10.
Which is great. Thank you all for allowing me to serve, and I appreciate it.
It's been fun, buddy. You can still come to the meetings.
I'll see you at the embassy at the park.
That's not a meeting. Deborah, I know our next meeting is the 13th. Can we talk about the times? Is it possible to go back to a 9 o'clock start? Or?
Anytime you want to set.
How does everybody feel about it? No.
I'm good with that.
Okay. Good with that. Connor, are you good with that? It's not too early. Anything else under new items? Or? So we don't have any idea on our meetings beyond December right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we have no input from the audience today at all?
Nobody in the audience wants to speak on anything? This is your chance. Yeah, we're good.
Item number 8, a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
I'll let you be the one to make the motion. One last one.
Also, if you want to.
I'll second that.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? A new record.
Had the old record, didn't you?
He had the old record, too.